What do you suppose Art Garfunkel's doing right now? And why do you think where do you think a guy like that gets the confidence with a name like Art Garfunkel to do anything other than be, you know, like the second best member in your band? That's horrible. That's like, what is that like? That's like freaking Oates from Hall & Oates just deciding to just go solo and start a movie career, right? Am I right? We're gonna get high to the noonday sun. There's actually a Paul McCartney Wings song. Like, I know most of you probably know who Paul McCartney is, I'm sure, right? Even the younger ones. I mean, even if you're like my daughter, who is a huge Taylor Swift fan. Like, if you know Taylor Swift, you should know Paul McCartney. She hangs out with Paul McCartney. And if you know Paul McCartney, you know that he was in a band after the Beatles. And the people that know him from that band, Wings, sometimes probably go, he was in a band before Wings? And then people go, who the fuck is Wings? Well, Wings, aside from it being the name of a maxi pad, is also the name of Paul McCartney's band after the Beatles. And then 1972, on the B-side of, believe the track was Sea Moon? I think, yeah, that sounds right. Is that right? What's it? Sea Moon, yep, there it is. So, he did a song called High, High, High. So, that being said, Paul McCartney was a pothead, and I think he is still a pothead. Like, he's like 80 years old, right? And I think he still smokes the jazz cabbage each day, right? By the way, happy 423. Well, when this comes out, it'll be 424. But as I'm recording, it's 423. So happy 421, too. 421, 22, 23, and 24. But so the spelling is not H-I-G-H on the song, High, High, High. It's just H-I-H-I-H-I. But the inference is there. You know, we're gonna get high, 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 high. We're gonna get high, high, high. I was playing some, I found a Spotify playlist on something to do with it was 72 rock, and so I was playing that. So it's got a lot of Rolling Stones, some Doobie Brothers, Steely Dan, which is named after a vibrator in a William Burroughs book. All this suggestive stuff, right? All this kind of subliminal messaging and so forth. And I was cracking up because Lou Reed, the song "What Take a Walk on the Wild Side," was playing. I'm like, oh shit, it's got that kind of that one line, you know. And she never lost her head, even when she was giving head. She said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." I forgot about that line when it came up. I'm like, god damn, I'm in a car with my mom. I gotta listen to that shit. But it's a classic. She goes, huh? Must not have been one of his better songs. I'm like, oh, come on, girl. You can't knock Lou Reed. I mean, he's the essence of 70s art house rock and glam rock and all that shit, right? He's just that guy. He's a fixture. He's him and Bowie and Iggy Pop, Andy Warhol. But I was telling my mom, wouldn't it be good though, like, you know, when it comes to like 70s music, like Kenny Loggins, you know, Loggins and Messina, which is like, whatever happened to Messina? Like, who's, you know, did he go on to be that, is he the starting pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles? Or, no, not Mike Messina, Jim Messina. Well, the second fiddle to all these guys, you know, Oates from Hall & Oates, Garfunkel from Simon & Garfunkel, and Messina from Loggins and Messina. And I know this is lost on all you younger viewers, but there used to be this guy, well, he still is, there still is this guy, Kenny Loggins. He sang the theme to the first Top Gun back in the 80s. Highway to the danger zone. That's Kenny Loggins. Well, he used to be a duet with a guy named Jim Messina, who was a big producer for, I think it was Columbia. And but got paired up by Clive Davis, and the inspiration of Clive Davis, the music mogul, the recording mogul back in the day. He's like, you guys got to pair up, because Kenny Loggins was a singer songwriter, kind of a hippie, you know, looked like a hippie, looked like Jesus, you know. And you know, but he had like Danny's song, you know, people smile and tell me I'm the lucky one. We just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. The sun is gonna shine above. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. So when that guy first, now when that album came out, I get it. Like, okay, you're a broke hippie, I get it. But when he made, like, when that album sold like 16 million copies, it's like, I don't want to be a hippie anymore. You know, it's one of those deals, right? And then when he went on to do like Caddyshack's soundtrack, you know, I'm all right, nobody worry about me. Why you got to give me a fight? But don't you just let me be. I'm all right. Don't nobody worry about me. Classic shit. But all those second fiddle guys, those the duo, the dead weight to the duo. I shouldn't say that shit. John Oates can play music. I can't. But I was just saying there should be some kind of like tribute concert or a benefit of some sort for all the second fiddles. You know, Garfunkel, Messina, Oates. You know, all the silent partners, Roger Avery. You know, Quentin Tarantino's writing partner for Pulp Fiction. Brian Redband, the guy that helped create Rogan's fucking podcast. You know, the unsung heroes, right? It's like there should be a documentary. All the second fiddles, right? But, I don't know. She didn't seem to find the same fascination with it that I did. But whatever. So it's finally heated up. It's finally, so, a funny story about 420 now. If you're a pothead, everybody knows four. It's like ingrained in your DNA of some sort. Like, nobody really knows what the real origin is for 420 or whatever. But they all seem to know 420. Like, at 420 on April 20th, you spark up, man. And so it was fun. But that's also the day that kind of, it kind of starts to heat up. Like, that was my very, let's see, that was my first day in the car business. 2009 was 420. My matter of fact, my sales license even says 420 on it, oddly enough. So, but it's heated up, and, or it's, well, let's just say the cold weather's gone. It's not punishingly hot. It's hot enough, and it's hot enough to go camping. It's hot enough to go out do shit, like outdoorsy shit. Like, now is the kickoff. Like, I remember standing under the tree out on the used car lot, just like on 422, just like just getting kind of radiate like skin cancer, right? It was so hot. But this is Modesto, you know, this is Modesto in 2009, so it was probably like 88 degrees, but it felt like 188. But nevertheless, so it inspired me. I was trying to corral my son into coming up for camping because I had to skip on him the previous weekend. He ended up going down to UCLA anyway, and then he came back and went snowboarding with his grandmother. Of course he did. But logistically, it was too much to coordinate. So I booked the camping anyway, and my lady and I went, and we went Saturday night, and it was cool, and the weather was great, you know. And I'll tell you this. This is, you know, the essence of camping is waking up sore and discombobulated, you know, shaking it off after some inconsistent sleep and cracking a can of coffee, knowing you're probably going to skip the shower for the day and just give a go at mainlining the fatigue in an almost thrilling and redemptive morning, right? But it's also kind of it's a disconnect. It's nice to get out and get away and listen to just like nothing, right? So the way it played out, of course, I went up to so I took my mom. We went up to visit Pops up in Grass Valley, like I usually do. And we were talking, actually, and then my mom and I got to forge this routine where, like, so I've got to go up and I got to retrieve some of the blood donations. Anyway, so she goes up with me. We visit Pops. He goes to lunch. Then her and I go to lunch. And we usually go, we've been kind of going to the same spot. It's this little cafe. And she was telling me about a book that she was reading from a Nora Roberts book, which is kind of a suspense thriller. Really good, you know, premise. Interesting subplot, all this stuff. And I got into, she's very liberal, very, very, very liberal. I'm not, I mean, I lean that way, but I'm not, you know, I'm not conservative, but I'm not really liberal. I'm one of them funky ass centrists, you understand? And, but she, as she talked about this book that she was reading, I thought to myself, yeah, because like the, I'll give her something that she could really kind of, she loves it when I kind of stoke the fires of anti-conservative talk, you know, even though I told her, like, you know, her heroes were all on Epstein Island, you know, like the Clintons and so forth. But nevertheless, the conservatives, you know, that's a fairly good target. And in regard to books and book ban, like there's been a lot of book banning and, or there consistently has been efforts to book ban certain books, right? Like, I guess there's some campaign to ban Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret by Judy Blume. Like, Judy Blume? Like, really? I mean, come on. Is that the best you got? What is that? And what is this? What is so offensive about that? That song, Hi, 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 was banned, actually, in the UK, I believe. What was this? Let's see. What was the host? In the UK, the song was banned by the BBC for its sexually suggestive lyrical content. The BBC also assumed that the title phrase, We're Gonna Get High, 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 was a drug reference. No shit, huh? The specific lyrics objected to is the apparent phrase, Get you ready for my body gun. McCartney has said that the correct lyrics are, Get you ready for my polygon, an abstract image, and later said the BBC got some of the words wrong, but I suppose it is a little bit of a dirty song if sex is dirty and naughty. He said, I was in a sensuous mood in Spain when I wrote it. How funny is that? But the whole notion about banning, like, so it's usually like an effort to, like, it's usually, you know, it's usually driven by some Christian coalition, right? Like, it's typically like some anti Christian, something purported to be anti-Christian or something of the likes, maybe, or maybe even race. I don't know. It seems like they're always singling out like Huckleberry Finn or Tom Sawyer, some of the old Mark Twain books to ban. I don't understand the whole, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Is this some kind of, you know, religious thing? But I was telling my mom as we were having lunch, I was saying, you know, of all books to kind of make an effort to ban, like I've got a couple of books just sitting over my toilet right now that would make those, like all those books look like the fucking, you know, look like a Beatrix Potter book, you know, make it look like Peter Cottontail. I got a book called Crash. It's about people that get off on autoeroticism and car crashes, and their ultimate orgasm would be to see a celebrity die in a car crash. And that's the mildest of my books. It's written by J.G. Ballard. It's classic. That's funny shit. And if I'm sitting over here at Mather, I think, is that my producer daughter? I think my producer daughter just drove, she's driving by right now. She's got to go up to Eureka. I think, yep, that's her. she's missing a hubcap, I think. Car, her poor wheels look like the, like her mouth's got a busted chiclet, you know? But she's got to go up to Eureka. She's taking something up to Eureka at like 1, at 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock pickup to go up to Eureka. That's 5 hours one way, 5+ hours. I think she's been led to believe it's only 4.5 hours, but the fastest I've ever made it, ever, and I've made that drive a lot, several times. Middle of the night, I did it in 4 hours and 15 minutes one time. And that was like averaging about 90 miles an hour. So she's in for a little awakening there. But
nevertheless, moving on.
So I was telling my mom, like, I got books like that'll blow your socks off. You know, if you're offended by Huck Finn, I got something that'll blow your hair back, you know? I mean, there's like, shit, there's Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs. I mean, this is a dude that killed his wife. Right? In William Tell style with a gun, trying to shoot an apple off her head. I mean, that's what people don't understand. Like, there's so much subversive literature out there, but it's all, you know, pretty much every book Chuck Palahniuk writes. I mean, Fight Club is probably the tamest and least seditious of all of his books. He's got a book called Snuff. It's about a girl who wants to break the record for the largest gangbang. I mean, and they're going after Tom Sawyer? Man, get the fuck out of it. These guys, these motherfuckers, these fucking conservatives, do they even read? I mean, Jesus Christ. But, So it got warm. It was quite interesting. It was at a KOA of all places up in Placerville, up in the foothills there, right? And it was kind of a designated spot. It's built kind of for this, for camping. And, but it's got a little pond that you can fish out of, a stocked pond. It's got a main building where there's like a little grocery store in there that also houses some showers, some real clean looking showers, restrooms. There's a pool, a lot of kids. Kids are all over the place. You know, family friendly, naturally. The spot was clean. The tables were, you know, the outdoor tables. They had a fire, portable fire pit. The guy, like, right when I booked it, like, I mean, it's like $89. I guess that's okay. I don't know. Who knows? What are you supposed to pay for camping? You shouldn't have to pay anything. I told, Friday, the day before, I was at Fair Oaks, and, I ran into the girls over there, and the one girl, she's like, oh, I've been waiting to tell you about this ghost story YouTube I've been watching on, it's a bunch of videos on this street out in Alberta that borders on Roseville, because Roseville kind of backs into like Rio Linda and Alberta, these kind of borderline rural communities that are out there kind of in the middle of nowhere. And there's a street out there called Dyer Lane that has a history of like, speaking of like bad situations and book bannings and conservative fun, I guess back in the day they had some lynchings out there, you know, which doesn't surprise. I mean, Rio Linda, it's kind of Alberta, Rio Linda, that stretch out there is a less than tolerable, less than racially tolerant part of the county, but nevertheless, it's got a lot. There's supposedly on this particular stretch of road, which I didn't know. It looks as though it's not even functional anymore. It's kind of a dead street, but according to who was telling me, somebody was saying it's the girl that in Fair Oaks who told me about it. I ran into the next day at Grass Valley. And I said, well, evidently that looks like that road's kind of defunct because it's got like pentagrams written all over it in chalk and weird blood and strange things going on. Like people don't really drive around this area. She said it was still a functioning road. So I forwarded the videos that she told me about to my youngest. And my youngest is like, oh, it looks like we're camping out on a road somewhere. I'm like, I don't think we are. I don't think that's a good idea because there's like... It's like some phantom police car out there. People getting pulled over by some vintage policeman. Vintage, you know, like they can't figure out why his police car is so old. I mean, I don't know if that's an urban legend or if it's a fake or an embellishment of, or what. But a lot of bad. I mean, actually, the truth is the ratio to like gun violence and gang violence coupled with paranormal is like 8 to 1. Like I think it's like more gang related stuff going on out there, but it doesn't excuse like some weird shit that goes on out there. And so when I walked into Fair Oaks Friday, one of the other nurses was like, she said something about she had plans. She had like, cause it was warm out. She was going out to the lake or something with her friends. I said, oh, what part are you going to? She said, probably down either like Lake Natomas or Folsom Lake. I said, oh, you mean out by the aquatic center? She said, yeah. I goes, cause the aquatic center there, it's kind of cool out there. It's, I guess it's run by Sacramento State University, but you can rent kayaks and boats, canoes, pedal boats, shit like that. But there's an island out there off the edge of the aquatic center out in the lake or the it backs into this dam. And but there's a little island out there. And I said, you know, that'd be a good spot for some stealth camping. You know, I'm telling her all this about taking my son out there. He and I just kind of wading out there or stealthily hijacking some canoe or an inflatable raft of some sort in the dead of night and just getting our gear and just sneaking out to this this island. And I don't know what made me think of that, but in regard to camping, of course the KOA that we went to Saturday was quite the opposite of any stealth camping. It was relaxing, it was enjoyable. I got done and then met up with my lady after I got done about 3 o'clock, and we drove up there to check in. So there's a big, like I say, there's a big check-in, like a big main quarters there. And then the pool, there's like a miniature golf course, but it's like the kind of miniature golf course you would expect at a KOA campground, right? Kind of like covered in webs and leaves and nobody uses it, right? But the spot was pretty cool, and I ended up, the minute I got done setting everything up, my lady got a call. She had some prescriptions to go round up or something, or pick up some labs, and so she took off, and I was left to my own devices. So I hiked into town, because there was... there wasn't much going on, but I went across the highway and got us some coffee for the next day. I just do the cans. I'm not into the gear. I'm not into hooking up the butane, turning on some burners or some, you know, compressed gas burners and making some complicated, convoluted engineering marvel that, you know, just for a cup of coffee. I just go buy a can of coffee. Fuck it, right? And then made my way back. While she was gone, she was gone for a few hours. So I just cracked my... I was kind of at a loss for a second there. I was like, ah, oh, shit, I wish I had brought a book. And as I was scrambling through my backpack, I discovered I'd had my Tom Robbins book in there. Another Roadside Attraction, his first book that I had restarted a few months back. And that was nice. So I just kind of kicked it in the tent, you know, sat in the tent, just did some stretching while I just read some Tom Robbins, you know, talking about the, you know, parts of, it kind of encompasses most of the book is, I think the majority of the book takes place in the Skagit Valley of Washington, up north of Seattle there, but it kind of meanders through parts of the Sacramento River and parts in between, even Rio Linda. I think Rio Linda pops up in that book. They go through Rio Linda for some reason, of all things. Isn't that weird? What a weird turn of events. And, but it's about, you know, this guy that opens up a roadside, like a petting zoo, but all he has is two garter snakes and a tsetse fly. And the tsetse fly isn't even alive. And, so they decide they're going to sell hot dogs, and then one thing leads to another, and he's at the Vatican, and he finds the body of Jesus Christ in the basement of the Vatican. So he can, you know, so hilarity ensues, and so that's how the second coming kind of unfolds in this particular book, right? But yeah, so getting back to these book bannings, it's fucking just... Not, it's ridiculous when you look at the, like we're cool with all the violence on TV. We're cool with the guns. We're cool with school shootings. We're cool with MMA guys beating the stupid out of each other, you know, on prime time. But God forbid we crack open Tom Sawyer, you know, I mean, we don't want our kids getting exposed to any of that, by God, you know. But yeah, it's all part of the whole, you know, it's all part of the experience of being a weirdo like me, just camping. And I set up, oh, and then Friday after work, I set up my ice bath and, filled that bad boy up. And, it's cool. It's raw. It's got grit. It's got sediment. There's twigs and shit. It's much like camping. It's very much like camping. It's very much like the dirtiness of outdoors. And, but in a weird, enjoyable way. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. it is very trendy, but I'll draw the line. That's kind of where I end the, that's where I draw the line with any other flash in the pan trends that are coming my way. I was talking to my lady too this afternoon about getting an ice machine or an ice maker so that just keep filling it up. You know, it's warming up. It's 420. It's 421. It's 422. It's hot. We're going to get high. And I'm going to sit in some ice baths with some twigs, some leaves, you know, it's all good. Just get back to nature, be nature boy, right? Go out, enjoy some outdoor living finally. But other than that, what else you got? You know, What else is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Actually, as we speak, there's the Kings game's going. And let's see. What's going on? 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Kings are up 51-49 in Golden State, in Oakland, in Alameda, the Bay Area. An unfriendly territory. So, and I'm missing it. I'm out here driving around like some asshole. And so be it. So be it, man. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
And all in all, it was a good weekend. It's going to systematically get warmer and warmer, so I'm gonna have to fast. Oh, because that was the other thing. Jesus Christ. So when she got done Saturday night from work, she stopped off at the same little gas and sip that I got the coffee from. And because she was hungry, but she's going on like a veg campaign. She's going on a little veggie campaign, and she's doing real well with it. She's hanging in there. She just got beans and rice going. Usually, she's trying to avoid meat. She's been eating a lot of honey, of all things. Me too. Like, honey is just, it's so fucking good at night. And as opposed to, like, just knocking back an entire, like, sleeve of Oreos, right? Although she got these cookies the other night. Oh, my God. She got these things from Trader Joe's. They're called JoJo's, but they're, like, a new version, like a purple version of these JoJo cookies. Holy fuck, I murdered those. I fucking just... that and a Chipotle burrito. It was like 9 o'clock. This is 9 o'clock at night, man. I'm fucking wolfing down. I'm eating like I got a hole in my neck, right? So I'm trying to rein it in. As it heats up, I got to thin out a little. So my lady's driving up to make her way back to the campground, and she stopped in, and they had some of these chicken sandwiches there, as well as these, like, Angus. These Angus beef sandwiches, like, say what you want about gas station sushi, but I'll tell you, these sandwiches look pretty good. I didn't get any, but when she was coming up, she asked if the burritos were, or if the bean and cheese, the bean and rice burritos were still available. And I said that they were, that you can have those if you want to avoid those. But if you pop in that store, grab some of those chicken sandwiches. So she ended up bringing four of these bad boys, and I just fucking knocked about two and a half. I made quick work of about two and a half of those and just hit the wall. So the next morning, I swear to God, it was like one of the most satisfying bowel movements. Oh my God, it was one of those, you know what I mean? It's like one of those ones where you're like, you're not quite sure it's going to go down the first flush. Kind of ones that you're proud of, you know? But aside from that, no, I've been trying to kind of get back to nature, boy, and eat some more kind of raw foods, raw spinach, nuts, proteins, you know, honey. Honey, like, it's magic. There's something about honey, like, it just, again, it's like, instead of just wolfing down like a whole cheesecake, a couple of spoonfuls of honey, it satisfies that urge. It actually regulates your blood sugar. You know, it's good for your immune system. I mean, it's fucking, like, bees are just miracle workers. I gotta tell you. I mean, wildlife is so, like, I don't know, just sitting out there in this tent, you know, I mean, we're under a couple of trees. The birds are kind of, you know, they're shitting on the tent and stuff like that. But again, it's part of the territory. You're just sitting there, you're enjoying it. You listen to the birds chirping away. And, man, it's something like, it's getting to be like a commodity. It's almost something of a commodity because it's pulling you away from that digital void that just makes your life miserable. You know, when you're just, you know, you're just shackled to the social media and the blue light and the fucking aggravation of public forums and Facebook and Twitter and all that bullshit. Yeah. So it's good. It's what it is. It's meant. It's all about mental health. It's all about taking a break from mental health. And and speaking of which, yeah. So I had to. Last but not least, a little last tidbit of information. I ended up just declining the Mount Whitney reservation. The roads are shut down. They're in disrepair. If the roads leading to, I know the Whitney Portal access road is closed down, and I got a week and a half before I'm going out there. I'm not going to be driving middle of the night through big giant closed down roads and potholes and stuff like that, not even knowing where I'm going. I called the ranger station. Nobody picked up. So it is what it is. In theory, it looked good, but I think I'm going to redirect my plans and start, I don't know, just, you know, I got a lot of shit coming up anyway. I'll probably end up maybe rounding up the boy and we'll go check out Caswell State Park. I don't know. It looks like trouble. It looks like more meth heads than anything else. And a lot of Raider fans, you know, the ones with like the long white Raider jersey, the home Raider jersey, that goes down to like their, you know, mid thigh. And then they got the big long shorts that go down to like their, you know, mid calf. Those guys, I think those are the guys that camp out there, but fuck it. We're all part of this whole slippery, sticky existence called life. Fuck it. Why not? If they can enjoy it, why can't I? But yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to redirect my plans. As long as you're outdoors, it's fine. You know, you're getting some vitamin D. And that's that. So, but other than that, I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you folks. Go Kings. Let's see. What else? Baseball. I gotta make some plans to get out to a Sacramento River Cats game. There's a lot to this place. You know, it has a lot of little pockets of discovery to be found, right? Like Dyer Lane, you know, haunted roads, you know, downtown. Dorothea Puente's house. I was telling the girls over at Fair Oaks about, I was watching my lady was watching the Netflix series, Worst Roommate Ever or something to that effect. And they did the episode on Dorothea Puente's she ran like a boarding house down on, is it F Street? I think it's F Street downtown. Where she was killing her tenants and cashing their social security checks for them. And so there's just so much there's so much just within the area that can be taken advantage of, can be exploited for fun and profit. So, you know, stealth camping out at the aquatic center, fucking going out and doing some, doing an extended little vacay out at Laguna de Balsac, you know, out at the nudist colony there. Dyer Lane, Dorothea Puente's house, Old Folsom, the main drag. I mean, how many places are along there haunted, for God's sakes, right? The Folsom Hotel. God, that's a whole other episode in itself. When I lived in the Folsom Hotel for a year, I mean, that was a fucking experience. All kinds of weirdos and transients and things that go bump in the night. That was an interesting experience. That year of our Lord, 2017, I spent the entire year in Folsom Hotel just looking out for ghosts. But there's a lot going on in your community, folks. Enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Get involved. Be part of your community. Oh, yeah. We went out to every fourth Saturday now on the trails. All the muffin tops and the desperate housewives are making their way out to, it's called Something about trails. Hit the trails every fourth Saturday. It's like park trails or some shit. So all these poor dumb assholes get dragged out by their wives and looking worse for wear and having to go out and hike along the trails as the weather creeps up, you know, as it gets warmer and warmer, and it warms up fast. It warms up fast now. So, but that's about it. That's about all I got for y'all. Enjoy your Monday. Don't take things too seriously. Stay dumb. Enjoy it. And make time for the sun. All right. I'll talk at you later. Arrivederci, baby.